Thank you, Steve.
Wendy, without a doubt, one of the most inventive comics of our lifetime, Emo Phillips, is here. He's performing at Zany's all around town this week. You got Zany's Chicago on Wednesday, and that's on Thursday also. And then Zany's Rosemont on Friday, Zany's in St. Charles on Saturday.
And then your house?
And then at my house on Sunday for the big meal.
With a big brunch show.
Yeah, we're going to have a huge brunch
with
show.
With all the old people.
Yes.
Will there be mimosas?
Emo, that's up to you. Do you want mimosas at my house?
I want I want more mimosas.
More mimosas than ever.
Than ever. I want more mimosas. And toast to Sammy Sosa with
mimosa. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do a Sosa toast with mimosa.
Yeah, to Sosa. Speaking of, I was just, they have a new store. It sells Cubs apparel.
Yes.
The whole store, and it's thoughtfully pre-faded to make it look like you bought it before 2016.
What a smart move.
Distressed.
Very smart.
What a smart
it's
move.
Distressed. Yes, a century of distress.
108 years of distress.
It paid off. Yeah.
What'd you think? The Cubs won the World Series.
So excited.
Yes.
You know, all those jokes about it being a harbinger of the apocalypse.
Yep. Turned out to be true.
Yeah. I thought those were just jokes.
No.
Is going to bring on.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Emo, how
you
can
like
this
baseball?
I love baseball.
When I was a kid, you know, not to digress.
No.
But, hello. my nickname was Mr. Baseball.
They called you Mr. Baseball?
Because of the stitches in my face. And they're perfectly symmetrical.
Yes, they are.
Once I beat up the school bully with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Both his arms were completely broken, which
yeah.
is what gave me the courage. Right?
How is this possible? You've been working at Zany's, if my math is correct, for 34 years?
Yes, it is correct.
What's with that?
Well, it started in 83.
Yes.
And it's such a great club. It's a smart audience.
It is,
I like smart people because smart people don't heckle. If a smart person doesn't like a show, he just blames himself for not having more assiduously researched his entertainment options. Right? I mean, stupid people shout, "You suck." Smart people think, "I suck for not Googling him."
The pressure's on them.
On them, yeah.
It's better that way.
Yes, sir.
It's much, much better that way.
Yeah.
You don't
That's
have...
how they get smart. Or,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they keep learning from their mistakes.
That's true, isn't it?
You could have a stupid person, the whole audience is laughing, and he thinks they're wrong.
What makes you laugh? Are there certain things that make you laugh?
I like your early work. Before you got political.
That was the.
I love your album at the Hungry Eye.
That was not Wendy.
Huh?
I don't know that was Wendy.
That was not you.
No,
it was the Smothers Brothers. Then.
That was the Smothers Brothers.
One of you,
Tommy and Dickie. That was not
I
Wendy.
I think it was her.
It might have been.
I think it was she.
It might right.
Right.
That's
You're
more
smart.
Correct.
Myself.
More correct. You don't have any enemies, do you? It's impossible.
What would my enemies? If my enemy, what would my enemies say about me? That I have very poor aim. They're very happy enemies.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you want happy enemies.
I do.
When you come back here, you come back to Chicago. I know you lived here for years and years. Originally from
Downers Grove.
I was born in the South Side.
Yeah.
Well, that's the nice thing about this city. You got the North and the South
yes.
Side. You got the North Side with your exciting, nightclubs and museums and bars and,
mm-hmm.
and theater and dining and you got the South Side with your exciting proximity to the North Side. I was born Inglewood Hospital.
You were?
Yeah,
I didn't know
on
that.
On the South Side. And when I was 10, my parents moved to Downers Grove, Illinois. And when I was 12, I found them.
Downers Grove North, did you go there? Were you a Trojan?
I was not a Trojan.
Oh.
No. I was in the other one.
Don't Downers Grove South.
I wasn't paying attention to our mascot. I think it was the Mustangs.
The Mustangs?
Was it? Or was that the junior high?
Oh.
Gosh, I don't know.
So you did not play sports.
No, I was in the marching band.
Oh, you were? How did that go?
I played the trombone, but I've since let it slide. Are they? You got a lot of tourists.
Yeah, there's people walking by. They recognize you. They're happy to see you.
I love that statue of Lincoln nearby.
Isn't that nice?
It's really, well, you know, my first, you know, being from Illinois, you know, one Halloween I went as Lincoln, and the next Halloween I went as Harpo Marx.
Yeah.
The next Halloween I went as Tarzan. After that, the costume completely disintegrated. Well, this is an interesting tidbit for your listeners.
What have you got?
Lincoln and Charles Darwin.
Yes.
Born the exact same day.
I didn't know that.
February 12th, 1809.
Yeah.
Lincoln and Darwin, the two sworn enemies of the South.
That's my birthday, too.
Really?
Me and Abe Lincoln.
You and Abe Lincoln.
And Darwin.
And Darwin.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there are schools that get off for Wendy's birthday.
We used to.
Yeah.
Used to be off Lincoln and Washington, and then they combined them for President's
Day. That is lazy. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
I agree.
Lazy.
Combine them. But Benjamin Harrison is happy.
Yes. That's all that counts. What else matters?
He's in on the holiday now. And
man.
William Tyler.
They're all thrilled.
And Tippy Canoe. And
Tyler,
those.
Too. They're all in on it.
Yeah, and both Clevelands.
Right. No, I think there's only one.
Yeah, but he was twins.
Twice.
The 22nd and the 24th.
Oh, it was twins? I didn't realize.
People think it's the same guy. No, that doesn't
Different
make
guys.
Sense.
Both named Grover Cleveland.
Yes. His parents. Well, they thought one of them had died, and so they named the other after. The other guy lived, so yeah. But there's a lot of pressure on both of them to be the best Grover Cleveland
of ever.
Yeah.
Emo Phillips.
They both failed.
They did.
He's actually a minor league baseball player.
Right. I know. Emo Phillips is here, everybody. He's appearing at all the Zanies this week. You got Zanies Chicago today. I'm sorry, on Wednesday and Thursday.
Almost today. Don't want three people showing up by accident.
No show today.
No
Wednesday and Thursday. And then Zanies Rosemont on Friday. Zanies St. Charles on Saturday. And then, as we were saying, the special brunch show at my house on Sunday afternoon.
Yes, with the mimosa.
With
the Sosa mimosa.
Right.
With the Sammy Sosa mimosa.
It'll be so much fun.
It'll be so much fun. And who is and Tim Kavanaugh? Will be opening for me at your house.
Open. Real quick, before we take a break, your opening act at Zanies, is it Dave Pasquazi?
The amazing Dave Pasquazi.
Wow.
He and TJ
Jagodowski
were improvisers, and they had the most amazing show whenever. Yeah. I would come to Chicago a day early just to see their show. And Stephen Colbert famously said, one of them is the best improviser in the world, and the other is even better.
Wow. High praise.
And they are no longer a team, but TJ started as... Dave started as a stand-up, and he's going to be opening for me Wednesday and Thursday.
This is a great show.
Yeah.
So it's them and you on one bill.
Yes.
All together.
And an MC to be named later.
To be named later. Part of the trade.
I think it's Sammy Sosa is going to MC.
Oh, he'd be funny.
Now you got a show.
Yeah,
now you got a show.
Now you got it.
Emo Phillips is here. Stick around. We've got more coming your way next. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Emo Phillips is here, everybody. He's performing at all the different Zanies. Zanies in Chicago on Wednesday and Thursday, Zanies Rosemont on Friday, Zanies St. Charles on Saturday, and then, as we said, the brunch show. It's Emo and Jan Murray. That's at my house.
Jan Murray?
He'll be there also. Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to Tim Kavanaugh?
I couldn't make it at the last minute. Sad. It's a sad story.
You just got that fax?
Yeah. We just got a fax.
I thought that was a robot getting sick.
No.
You have a fax machine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what. So Tim was canceled. He cancels by fax.
Yeah,
he's
the only
school one
who still does that. What is the first joke that you ever wrote? Do you remember?
Should I do it?
Can you do
it? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
First ever.
Okay. I went to the bathroom, and there was a dead postman in the tub. I thought, that's weird. It's Sunday.
But that set the pace. Once you start out writing jokes like that, you've got it. From then on in, you have to keep that kind of maudlin sense of humor, don't you?
No.
No? You can go in another direction?
I go in every direction. Yeah, you got to always keep fresh and surprise, especially the Zanies audience.
Yes.
Because they're so hip to comedy.
They're discerning.
They're discerning, mm-hmm. and they are educated.
Yes.
And they've seen it all.
Yes.
From Jan Murray, yes. Tim Kavanaugh,
yep.
to Emo Phillips.
To everybody.
Just in one night.
In right. yes. one after another.
That was our theme show, the Grover Cleveland We Hardly Knew Yees.
What is the best job you've ever had, and then what is the worst job you've ever had?
Oh, gosh. Okay. The best, well, other than stand-up, the best job, I used to drive a school bus.
Did you?
Yes, and the secret to driving a good school bus, you stop at every train crossing, and right before the yes. train comes, you pull off the tracks, and the kids are quiet after that.
That's the best job and the worst job?
Worst job, well, back in college,
yeah.
I was often strapped for cash.
Yeah.
So probably that one. I'm not proud of it.
No, you don't have to be proud of it. No, that's all right.
It was the 70s.
What were you like in college? What was your major?
I studied marketing.
Did you? Yeah.
Yes, I was in marketing, and it helps me when I go. I was at the supermarket, and there was a melon. I thought, is this a good melon or a bad melon? And I thump it.
Yeah.
And it drops to the floor and splits, and this elderly woman comes and she slipped on it.
Oh.
I thought, bad melon.
It's a bad melon.
It's an evil melon.
Terrible melon.
It's the devil's melon. Which also is a rock structure at Wisconsin.
The devil's melon. Yes. I've been to the devil's melon.
Yeah, you see the collie jump from the devil's melon to Satan's buttocks. It's very exciting.
Do you have any pets?
I have a dog. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to have a dog because if you're taking a nap... Mm-hmm. And someone walks in front of your house. You don't want to sleep through something like that.
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, no.
No. So now they say that sometimes people and their animals start to look like each other. Their pets and them look like
yes,
each other.
Has we're, that... we're both malnourished. You can see our ribs. Yeah, we're very like each other in that
respect.
You
almost seem proud of that.
I am.
You are a little proud.
I'm very proud of my... It's not that I'm on a diet as much as that I don't like to leave the house.
Oh, is that right?
I don't like to eat, despite my degree in marketing. Right. Or maybe because of it.
You like to stay close to home.
I don't like to go shopping.
No?
No.
I'm shocked.
Really?
What about...
You saw me as a shopper?
Yeah, I thought you'd be a big consumer.
I'm not a shopper.
Are there brothers and sisters? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, we're a nice family, believe it or not. And yeah. believe it or not, I have a very young nephew.
Yeah.
He was so cute. I used to babysit him when he was a baby. And, you know how you have babies when you're...
Yeah.
You got to make a game out of feeding
everything.
Him. Here comes the airplane into the hangar. Here comes the train into the terminal, you know, and here comes the car to the ground. And my sister would come home and, ooh, where's all his little plastic toys?
But you can understand her concern.
Now, how old are your daughters?
They are 20 now. My daughters are 20.
Yeah, your twin daughters?
They are twins, yeah. Yep. Grover and Cleveland.
Grover and Grover.
Grover and Grover.
Yes.
Yes.
My nephew just started surfing the net.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, now we got to keep him away from the porn sites for 10 years till my sister's face changes a little bit.
It's a struggle.
It is.
It's a struggle.
With Grover 1 and 2, you know how tough that is.
I have two teenage boys, so they're probably looking at
that. How old are they?
18 and 14.
Eight, do they get into mischief?
Not too much.
That's
they do
sad.
Fight.
They fight?
Yeah.
That's mischief.
But they
skip the mischief, go right to the violence.
They do. It's like once a month, a big blowout.
Oh, that happens with their period.
Yeah.
Teenage boys.
I'm not sure that's right.
It's not right.
You might be off a little.
I might be a little off.
That's all right. You're not off.
What am I, Dr. Kildare?
I told you there'd be a Richard Chamberlain reference.
You
I
did.
Knew you'd come through
okay,
for
how
me.
Much do you owe him?
$5.
$5. Okay. That's all right. Did you get into mischief as a small boy?
I was always into
mischief. Always?
Our neighbor had an apple orchard.
Yeah.
Well, one midnight, I'm climbing one of his trees, and I'm helping myself to some of his delicious eaten apples.
Yeah.
And I hear a shotgun clicking sound. Oh, no, it was a jewelry store.
It was a jewelry store, right. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sadly, our time is short, but is there a message you have for the people listening, Emo?
I do have one message, if you, other than please, and you know what? My message, twofold.
What is it?
If you come to see me at Zany's,
yeah.
I always say hi to my fans.
Oh.
I'd love to see you after the show and shake your hand.
Yeah.
I love to meet my fans. Having said that, I've noticed whenever I do meet my fans, we both tend to walk away a bit disappointed.
Everybody does. You
yeah,
do, they
you can't
do, everybody
keep up
does.
The excitement. And if you can't come to my show, if you'll come away with anything, and
yeah.
thank you very much for your hospitality. It's been so lovely
oh.
to be here. Cell phones are like a dog's nipples. You don't have to shout into them.
Great advice.
What Thank a valuable you. Lesson that is. That's such a valuable lesson. That's Emo Phillips performing all over at all the Zany's clubs. You got Zany's Chicago Wednesday and Thursday. You got Zany's in Rosemont on Friday. Zany's in St. Charles on Saturday. And I don't even have to tell you, the brunch show at my house.
Which is sold Carter. Out now.
Sold out. No seats available.
Oh, I saw the faxes coming.
Right.
Yeah. Tim Cavanaugh's back in, but just as a guest.
Right.
Yes.
Just as a special guest. Emo, it's always fun to see you. Really is.
Oh,
keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you.
We're huge fans. Huge fans. We'll take a quick break. Go see Emo Phillips. We'll take a quick break.
I will.
And well, you need to because it's your show.
I'm going
to
install a mirror.
That's perfect. We'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. It's Phil and Wendy on WGN.